The new fuel is a blend of diesel and ethanol, and it's been powering a fleet of 15 Chicago Transit Authority buses since July. Recent lab tests show the fuel is cutting emissions significantly. The diesel-ethanol blend reduced carbon dioxide by 27% and particulate matter by 41%. That's good news for air quality, and if the fuel is eventually certified, it's great news for corn farmers.
We expect that this will create a market for up to another 300 million bushels of corn, and so therefore will increase the demand and raise the price of it.
Phil Shane is with the Illinois Corn Growers Association. He's been working with the Chicago Transit Authority to study the ethanol blend. Shane says the Chicago buses will test the special fuel till next July. If the EPA certifies the fuel after that, it could be on the market in the next 2 years. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson.